From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, July 30th. Here's what I'd flag before the open. Let's get into it. First, from Morning Brew. Fed keeps rates steady and everyone in the dark. The Fed keeps acting like a teacher who refuses to answer any questions about what's going to be on the test. While announcing yesterday that interest rates are staying unchanged, Fed Chair Kevin Warsh continued with his tight-lipped approach to communicating future rate expectations. But if one were to guess from the few clues out there, it looks like rate hikes could be on the horizon. Yesterday's decision to keep rates stable wasn't unanimous. Next. Second, from the Daily Upside, with Apple back on top, CEO Tim Cook preps for earnings curtain call. In his final earnings call as Apple CEO, Tim Cook is leaving the Mac maker exactly as he found it, the biggest company in the world by market value. Shares of Apple have risen 26% this year, enough to help it retake the market cap throne from momentary usurper Nvidia earlier this month and push it past the $5 trillion market cap threshold for the first time ever this week. Up next. Third, from the Daily Upside. Bond markets throw shade on new Fed chair's inflation strategy as interest rates hold steady. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh pledged Wednesday that the central bank is going to deliver 2% inflation and not a whisper more, citing the Fed's long-held target. Bond markets gave him some side eye. The yield on 30-year Treasury bonds hit the highest level in 19 years on Wednesday, following Warsh's comments after the Fed held its benchmark interest rate at 3.5% to 3.75%, suggesting traders aren't confident the new chair is ready to raise rates to tame inflation. Warsh emphasized his goal of reducing the amount of forward guidance the Fed offers. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg, markets. Base metals advance as Fed rate pause eases demand concerns. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 8222C42A6 8BCF 11F1 979F 5F02B90E0D2. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now. Next. Fifth, from Bloomberg. Markets. Japan's 2-year bond sale demand weaker than 12-month average. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 14D2E0A6 8BC9 11F1 AR3 279 63 CAB2AF0. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now. Up next. Sixth, from Mishtalk. The market tells Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh, you blew it already. The 30-year long bond yield is the highest in 19 years. There was only a 35% chance of a rate hike today, but the market reacted as if the decision to stay on hold was unexpected. 30-year long bond FOMC reaction. At 10 EWM today, the long bond yield was 5.10%. The yield blasted straight up as Fed Chair Kevin Warsh was trying to justify the Fed's pause. Essentially, the market doesn't think much of the Fed decision today, and neither do I. 10-year Treasury note reaction. When does the Fed raise rates? Only when the market expects it. on the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. And then, 7th, from Business Insider, Whatnot is in talks to raise a new funding round at a $20 billion valuation. Live shopping startup, Whatnot is raising a new round of funding per multiple sources. The latest investment values the startup at roughly $20 billion. The company notched $8 billion in live sales last year. Whatnot is proving there's still room for consumer startups in the AI era. Live shopping startup Whatnot is in talks to raise financing at about a $20 billion valuation, according to people familiar with the matter. This would be a significant jump from the $11.5 billion valuation at which the company raised capital late last year. Whatnot hosts live stream shopping across categories next. 8th, from Pristine Capital, AAPL and AMZN, earnings, incoming. Hey gang, I'm on day 4 of my cruise, but wanted to share quick updates as an outsider looking into the market. As always, I appreciate your support of my work. I am on vacation with limited availability from July 26th to August 3rd. Market update trend model flipped back to 3 on week breadth. The AI memory trade continues to implode. Our 622 memory top thesis remains intact. Up next, 9th, from TTG Trading. TTG EOD Market Review. Positions, themes, and global trend portfolio. Crude jumped 7.5% to $85, the day's biggest mover, while the VIX spiked 13%, and Treasury Futures, TLT, slipped 1.7%. Healthcare, XLV, and Financials, XLF, led the RSP breakout, with Med Device, Energy, and China-linked stocks adding modest gains. In contrast, metals and mining, semis, aerospace, uranium, industrials, and builders all posted declines, pulling the broader market lower. The index snapshot shows SPY, QQQ, and IWM edging down, reflecting the mixed sector performance and heightened volatility. And then, 10th, from The Market Chronicle, the market isn't sure what the Fed will do, and earnings positioning leans lower. Playback speed, X share post. Share post at current time, paid episode. The full episode is only available to paid subscribers of Navigating the Market. The market isn't sure what the Fed will do, and earnings positioning leans lower paid authors. Recent posts, that's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.